Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus on the main line, tell her what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell her what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell her what you want. Call him up and tell her what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell her what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah, we come to say thank you, thank you, thank you for one more day that you have made, one more day, Father God, that you have commanded us to rise and to shine, giving you all the glory, giving you all the honor, giving you all of the praise. There's nobody like you, Father God, and all of the earth. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. Father God, we say thank you that you have handled it, you have washed it away, and you have blown on the residue. Father God, we bless you. We embrace this gift of new mercies this day and new mercies every day, Father. Only you. Can't nobody bless us like you, but can't nobody even bless us. You are the blesser. Hallelujah. And we honor you, Father, and we say thank you over and over and over again. Father, we pray for everybody around the world, especially those who do not know you in the pardoning of your sins. We pray, Father God, that this day they will open up their hearts and receive Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, amen, for our brothers and sisters around the globe, everywhere and every situation, Father God, that they will experience a breakthrough moment, Father God, stepping into and realizing the victory that was already theirs all the time. We say thank you. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you for the life where Jesus came to ministries. Thank you that we are back again today only because of you. Only because of you, Father. Hallelujah. We can do nothing without you. But in you and through you, we can do all things. So we thank you for this ministry, Father. We thank you for the purposes. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for all those who serve in this ministry. Father, we thank you for each and every one, Father, every person and their families represented, Father God, as we, Father God, come to stand together in agreement to declare your lordship in all the earth. Bless our services today. Father God, you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Satan is already horrified, amen, and your word is eternal, hallelujah, and will never return into your void. So now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, 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 amen again. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Welcome, 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 welcome back, and good morning. Amen to you and you, all of our lovely ministry partners, all of our visitors. Amen. Our audience, la-di-da-di, everybody around the world, around the globe. Amen. Some new countries are signing in. Just a few of you, but guess what? It's all right. Amen. If it's one, amen. Hallelujah. God, the cult, Jesus would have died for one soul. Amen. Glory be to God. So we welcome you here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, amen, to have a seat at the breakfast table this morning. Amen and amen. Please enjoy the services, and please keep on coming back. please come and live with Lord helping us. We try to be faithful, and we're here 6 days a week, and then on Sundays we come back at 12. Amen. We tie it into some other social media platforms, and so we try to be faithful. Amen. Sometimes we run across some difficulties, but we try to be faithful. So please keep on coming back and bring somebody else with you. Amen. When you come. Amen. And amen. All right, all right. We pray that you have been enjoying, amen, our journey. Amen. Glory be to God. We are all being challenged here. Glory be to God. Even me, myself, we are being challenged as we are going and taking a look through the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We saw, and the more I'm studying, the more I'm finding out what I don't know. Amen. We covered so many women in the Bible, and I'm finding out there's so many women in it that I didn't even know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, amen, we are talking about the men, amen, of the Bible. Amen. So we pray that you are truly, 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 amen, enjoying the journey with us. We don't know if you're walking with us, amen, through the Bible this year. Amen. And maybe you're moving at your own pace. With those of us on target, we know that we are in the book of Proverbs. Amen. Right now, that's where I am. I might be, need to be, maybe I need to be somewhere else, but amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs. Amen. So wherever you are, if you're in the Old Testament, New Testament, wherever you are, just keep going. Amen. Just keep going. All right, bless the Lord. Today, we want to, amen, share with you, and some of you may have never heard about this particular man of the Bible, so what you're going to find out today, amen. King Sennacherib, he has a story. He has a story, amen. Why was it? Look, this is the way we should look at it. If God put him in the Bible, it's a reason. If the Bible only says one verse about them or one line about them, they're in the Bible. So God put them there. So what is God saying? All right. So it might not be as much as we have on Brother Paul or Jesus or this person or that person, but we know that there's something that we can reflect from, amen, from the story of King, amen, Sennacherib, amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we want to thank God for this woman of God, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her love for Jesus, amen. She loves the Lord. I mean, she loves Jesus from her heart, amen. She sings about him. She writes about him, amen. It reminds me of the scripture where it says, in him we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Amen. She's a singer. Amen. She's an author. She is a mother. She is a widow. She is a grandmother. She is a member of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, officially an official member. There's so much I could say about her. There's so much I can say about her. Amen. But we want to thank God for her tenacity. Amen. Glory be to God. She keeps springing back, and every time she comes back stronger. God, reminds me of those ever ready batteries. Hey, glory, just come back stronger. Amen. So it is she who is coming, amen, to share with us on today. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our minister, Joanne Thurman, amen, that we might receive her, amen, this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen and amen. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Thurman. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. And very doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I love it. God bless you.
And that's God, my cliche.
Amen.
That's the truth.
I know that's right. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here this morning. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Yes. Thank you for having me this morning. I had two people to talk about. One was Ezekiel, and this one, King Sennacherib. it was a difficult decision, but I let the Lord choose which one he wanted me to release today. And listening to Pastor yesterday and today, she was talking about the harvest. And this fits right in with what we're praying about on our 5 o'clock. Glory be to God, how he fits things in together. Most holy and gracious Father God, I thank you for another opportunity to come to your people, Father God, with the word. Thanking you for making me able. Thanking you, God, for loving me and loving us the way you do. And for making things fit into place. Father God, thank you for the purpose you have on our lives. And Father, keep us in the due bounds of your great mercy. Please accept the words that came from you, Father God, as you have given them to me. I appreciate you, Lord, and love you. Amen. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take him of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take him of you. Through days of toil, when hard the fail, God will take him of you. When dangers pierce your path, assail, God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take of you. Just lean weary one upon his breast, 'cause God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Our scripture is from 2 Kings 19. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Setna, the secretary, and the leading priest, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They told him, "This is what Hezekiah said. This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace. And when children come to the point of birth and there is no strength to deliver them, it may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander, whom his master, the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, has sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the words the Lord your God have heard. Therefore, pray for the remnants that still survive." The title of my message today is "What's Left? Therefore, Pray for the Remnants That Still Survive." King Sennacherib. His name means sin has replaced the brothers, or sin sends many brothers. Sin is the name of the father of the sun god Shamash. King Sennacherib was the second king of the Sargonid dynasty of Assyria, which was founded by his father, Sargon II. His mother's name was Raima. He reigned from 705 to 681 BCE. He was born in Iraq. From 722 to 705, he was very successful in maintaining the administration of the empire while his father, Sargon II, was away on military campaigns. He wasn't thought too highly of because he wasn't military material. He wasn't in the army. But he was trusted to handle daily affairs of the state. But his father wasn't quiet about thinking less of him as a man or future king, and everyone knew it. Came to the throne, they were convinced that he was a spineless and that he was inadequate. The disrespect was mutual. When Sennacherib came to the throne, the Providence celebrated their coming of freedom from the Assyrian rule. There was no mention of Sargon II on the records, monuments, temples, linking him with his father's reign and accomplishments. When his father died, he moved to the capital of Nineveh. Since he was just a government official under his father's rule, the people considered him weak, not like other Assyrian kings in the past. He wasn't accomplished and never was in battle. He inherited an empire from Babylonia, southern Palestine, onto Asia Minor. His main problem of his reign was in Babylonia. After six campaigns in that area, his attitude changed towards Babylon to hostility. In 701, there was a rebellion backed by Egypt, which broke out in Palestine. Sennacherib took rebel cities, but not Jerusalem. The Babylonians thought they had nothing to fear from the new Assyrian king. he had sent some of his army led by his commanders in chief instead of himself to drive out invaders and restore Assyrian rule. And they were swiftly defeated. And they begin to ignore Sennacherib. This angered the king. Then he himself came sweeping down the raft through the front lines. He knew the area well. He ambushed him while hiding himself, marched into Babylon. He ransacked the city, got a 250,000 captives, destroyed the land of his enemies. Then they knew they were wrong. They realized he was a smart, ruthless king and enemy. After that, the regions were coming together to revolt against the Assyrian rule. Among them were King Hezekiah of Judah, who was told that if he joined, he would get aid from Egypt. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, and he relied on God. He kept God's commandments and urged the people to turn from sin and follow God's way. In Hezekiah's years of reigning, Sennacherib, Assyria, marched against Samaria, and it was captured. Then he then deported Israel to Assyria and settled them in Hala and Zoram. In 2 Kings 18:12, it reads, "This happened because they had not obeyed the Lord their God, but had violated his covenant. All that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, they neither listened to the commands nor carried them out." God give us clear instructions in his word. Through their disobedience, they fell under Assyrian dominance and were required to pay a yearly fee as a tribute to them. Hezekiah at first refused to pay as a result of trying to be independent. After the revolt started, King Sennacherib conquered and took all of 46 cities in many battles, all except Jerusalem, which though it was besieged, it was spared because Hezekiah, seeing no hope in future resistance, he apologized and submitted to Sennacherib and depleted Judah's treasury to pay a serious assessment. Which order restored and the rebellious population designated, his attention went back to Jerusalem. Even though Hezekiah had paid that handsome tribute, Sennacherib would not want to forgive or forget. He was really full of himself, and he planned to take over Jerusalem, and he threatened them. He tried to entice the people to join him and turn the people against Hezekiah by intimidating him and all of Jerusalem, by defiantly belittling of the Lord and mocking the people's trust in him, blasphemy in its purest form, boasting about all his conquests and victories, saying, "Do not let the God you depend on deceive you. I'm going to take Jerusalem." He went on to say, with him, they would have a plentiful life, trees of olives and honey, lands of grain, new wine, bread, and vineyards and figs. He said, choose life, not death. In 2 Kings 18:32, it reads, "Don't listen to Hezekiah. He's misleading you when he says, the Lord will deliver us. Then he asks the question, has the Lord delivered any of the other regions he captured, saying, where were the gods? In verse 36, the people remained silent, but Hezekiah had already told them not to answer. The enemy is always trying to make his plans look so much better. Big promises, brighter futures, success, trying to make God's way look wrong, fooling and tricking so many. His motive is thin. He's defeated. We must always keep our eyes on the Lord. His way is perfect. We will always win. Don't fall for the trick or the trap. They're all lies. Hezekiah had great confidence in the Lord. In Hebrews 10:35, it reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. We need to persevere, so when we have done the will of God, we will receive what he has promised. God will take care of you. Even in dire situations, when your back is up against the wall, no way out, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will set up a standard against him. He'll fight our battles. Hallelujah. Even being faced with the possibility of threats of the Assyrians and the way the king Sennacherib mocked God. In sackcloth and torn garments, Hezekiah went into the temple of God and asked Isaiah to pray for Jerusalem and God's people, the remnants. Pray for what's left that still survives, which is the title. You have in Jeremiah 29:11, it reads, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and a future. You might not have much, but pray over what you got, the remnants, the small remaining quantity, for little becomes much as you place it in the master's hands. What's lost is the past. It is not your future. Pray for your deliverance. It's available to you. Don't worry about your enemies that come up against you. God has heard the words, the cruelty, and their plans of crimes against you. Their insolence has reached God's ears. God will avenge. Enemies destroyed. There will be a renewing and a refreshing in your life, situation, glory. He will keep your mind in perfect peace. Keep it stayed on him. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Trust in him. Uphold God's reputation and honor which is at hand. Our prayer should be, hallowed be thy name, which is in Matthew 6:9. For God is holy. He is God and our protection. He is our all in all. There is nothing too hard for him. Isaiah sent word to Hezekiah, this message. The Lord said, do not be afraid. The words you heard were blasphemy towards me. I am going to put such a spirit on him, the king, that when he hears a certain report, he'll go home, and I will have him cut down by the sword. Vengeance is the Lord's. God will defend the city. After receiving another message from the Assyrian king, demanding surrender, look what Hezekiah did. He prayed. He earnestly prayed. He spread the message before God, bless the Lord Most High. And in 2 Kings 19:19, he said, now, O Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand so that all the kingdoms on earth may know that you are God alone, O God, our God. Hezekiah prophesied Sennacherib's fall. The Lord had spoken against him, saying, yeah, you mocked me and blasphemed, lifted your eyes in pride against the Holy One of Israel. In Proverbs 16:18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yeah, you heaped insults on the Lord. You cut down many, dug wells in foreign lands, and drank water there. So what? God said he ordained that. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise. In verse 27, he says, he knows where you stay and when you come and when you go. And since you have raged against me, my ears heard it. I will put a hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. You can't mess with God. And to Hezekiah, he says, you're going to be blessed. Those remnants that you thought were small, they're going to grow. They're going to root. The remains, the leftovers, the residue will bear fruit, and you will survive. Glory be to God. Isaiah prophesied to Hezekiah. It tells, the Lord God Almighty will accomplish this. Sennacherib, force will not enter the city or shoot one arrow. He'll defend the city and save it for his name's sake and for David, his service. In verse 33 and 34, it reads, that night, the angel of the Lord killed 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. Through divine intervention, the siege was lifted. The king retreated back to Nineveh and stayed there. While he was worshiping the god Nisroch, his sons cut him down with a sword. When defeat seemed inevitable, the Lord God will deliver us in mercy. God showed his willingness to renew the covenant and to be Judah's God and protector. Just put your trust in him. God will take care of you. Peace and grace. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, 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 amen. It is no secret. Hallelujah. What our God will do, hallelujah, what he's done for others, hallelujah, God will do for you, amen, 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 hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah. I want to just confirm the title. I think I've left a couple. Y'all, pray for what's left and you will survive. Was that the title of the teaching?
Oh, it says, what's left? Therefore, pray for the remnants that still survives.
Amen. 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 What a story, amen, on gratitude. What a story on thankfulness. What a story on the power of God, the vengeance of God. Amen. The dependency of God. Hallelujah. Arms are too short to box with God. And it's just encouraging, amen, beloved, that we really have no fear of, should not have any fear of anything, the arrows by day or the terror at night, because God will take care of his own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Vengeance is mine. The Lord says, I will repay. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for victory. Absolute untimely victory. Oh, my God. I see why the devil is afraid of God's people. Glory be to God. I see why he's afraid. Because we are not to be messed with. We are not to be messed with. It is dangerous to mess with a man or woman that knows how to pray or even knows how to connect to the power of prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. I know sometimes my children call me, amen, and they pray. I don't know how much they pray it, but they say, look, call mommy. Call mommy because, you know, she gonna put it on the prayer line. She going to get it done. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, King, amen. So we've been, his name is a little bit funny. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a little challenging. Amen. Hallelujah. But the lesson was learned. Amen. Glory be to God that we just got to get it right. We got to get our hearts right with God. Amen. Because we're going to reap what we sow. Amen. We're going to reap whatever we sow. And to God be praised. God bless you, Minister Thurman. Very, very thorough. Amen. Elaboration. Amen. Glory be to God on King Sennacherib. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. What's happening over there in the Thurman world? Any announcements you have want to share with us in reference to your project, your books, anything? The floor is yours.
It's coming along very well. It's coming along very, very well. I've learned with just writing these last two messages that sometimes God doesn't release it until he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a toss-up to be released because, like I said, this tied in with what you were praying about with the harvest. That you have to wait until God releases things. And I'm learning that he holds stuff back until he says it's time. And so it's right there. But I'm asking for the prayer partners of my loved ones to keep me in prayer. Especially today, I have an appointment early for very serious business, and I'm asking for favor. And just like Hezekiah, I was telling Kashmir this morning, Hezekiah spread that message out, and he prayed. And that's what I'm doing. I spread it out, and I'm earnestly praying, and I'm asking for touching and agreeing with my saints. And just keep me in prayer for favor. It's already done. And then we just watch God. Hallelujah. So pray for the remnants of what survives. Because little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. He blows that thing up. And so I'm just walking and waiting and watching and praying. And blessing his name and giving him honor, because all honors, everything belongs to him. And I'm learning that more and more each and every day. And I can't boast about anything. It's all his. So I'm going to shout hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah and to God be praised. Amen. How's your books going? Amen. The books
promotion. Okay, that's one of the things I'm talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Amen.
God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
The manifestation is here for us. Yeah, it's here for us. And just stay in prayer. Trust and believe. And honor God. And no matter what we do, we must honor him because he's holy. And the king of Assyria didn't honor God. And he tried to turn the people away from honoring God. You know, he thought too highly of himself. And God heard it all. And if you have to read that 18th and 19th verse of 2 Kings, it's a whole lot of stuff in there that I left out. But it will turn you around. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. I like what you said, amen, when you said, amen, you're just going to keep walking and looking, and amen, and just keeping out the Psalm. What the Psalm is, it Psalms 100, that we will look up to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. And it is true, God does have a will, a time, and a way. See, we have to keep that in mind, amen. The Lord moves when he want to move, but his moving is always timely and on time. Sometimes it look like he's late, but he's never late. He's never late. He's always on time.
Yes. And that's Psalms 121.
Yes.
I will look to the hills.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's such a pleasant walk. Such a pleasant walk.
Amen.
I'm so glad God changed me, that I'm not the same.
Amen.
I'm not the same. So everything is changed because of Christ. You know, there's no more time for playing or shucking and jiving. Just the seriousness of God's business. It's what I'm about now. Everything else will fall into place. And that's my prayer for the prayer partners, everyone on this line. It's time to be serious. It's because it's all in God's plan and it's his timing. And once he releases it, it's released. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Peace and grace be with you.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. And if you are living today and you're a believer, amen, we are the remnant. We are the remnant. We are the church within the church. Amen. And we are the remnant. And we just want to thank God. We want to thank God. Amen. There is a purpose. Amen. There is a purpose. There is a will. And we can depend on God. And as she opened up with that song this morning, God will take care of you. Amen. Be grateful. Be grateful. Glory be to God. Don't get beyond yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. Be pride goeth before fall. Amen. Be grateful. Stay humble. Hallelujah. Stay in faith. And stay in love and obedience. Obedience was the key. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. So, Father God, we say thank you for our minister, Joanne. Father God, we thank you for the words that have come forth today, Father God, your words that will never, ever, ever return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father God, as she goes forth today, Father God, in handling the business before her, God, we're asking for extreme uncommon favor. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would dispatch your angels, Father God, to be there, Father God, and with the situation already resolved, moving in her favor, Father God. Father God, anoint her, Father God, with the right words to speak, not one word too much, not one word too little. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you for turning it around. We say it's already turned. Now, Father God, we ask that there will be no hindrances to the manifestation, no hindrances, Father God, of your glory, Father. And we just want to say thank you for bringing it forth, that now is the set time. Now is the set time of favor. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you that she waited long enough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Thank you that all the dominoes have been set in place. It's a domino effect, Father God. And we say thank you that she will not be delayed, hindered, or denied. We cancel every spirit of retaliation and any interference, disruptions, accidents, incidents, calamities, Father God, that nothing, Father God, will stop the manifestation of what she's prayed for and believed you for. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Amen, in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we pray the same prayer, Father God, on all the ministry partners. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you see what we're believing you for. Father God, and God, you said, this is scripture you woke me up with this morning, Father, Psalms 84:11. You said that you will be our sun and shield and give us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing do you withhold from those who walk upright. That's what you said, Father. You reward obedience. You reward faithfulness. You reward it, Father, in your timing. In your timing, and we believe you that now, today, this day right here is the time and the testimony, and we say thank you for it, Father. As we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father, but we say thank you for ordering our steps, Father. Thank you for stopping that accident, that incident, that satanic activity. We say thank you for bringing that all, Father God. One angel took out 185,000 souls in one night. So, Father God, you can do anything but fail. And so we say thank you and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Meet us back at 12 o'clock at the 12 o'clock altar, back at 9 o'clock, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all the prayers that you've already answered, Father God. Help us not to despise a little bit, Father God. Hallelujah, because little becomes much. Oh, when we place it in the Master's hand, oh, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer right now, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, this service today, Father God. And we just want to bless you for your eternal word, your enriching word, Father God. Oh, your lively word. Oh, the living word. We say thank you for the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword, pierces to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It is the discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Your word, Father. Jesus is that word. And we say thank you for it in Jesus' name. And now unto him was able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. And amen. Beloved, remember, amen, no matter what it look like, that God will take care of you. Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Be not dismayed. Whatever be time, God will take care. Swing of love. take care.
Situation. I dare you to make your way right here, now, and say, here.